Committee on Legislation, Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025. Councilmember Farrelletto.
Here.
Councilmember Galamba.
Here.
Councilmember Holtenberg.
Present.
Councilmember Rivera.
Present.
Councilmember Bowman.
Present.
Councilmember Everhart.
Present.
Councilmember Wilkowski.
Present.
Vice President.
Thank you, everyone, for attending today's committee meeting. Just some housekeeping items for the public hearings that we have. We invite anyone to speak on those items. We just ask that your comments are no longer than 3 minutes so that everyone has an opportunity to speak. With that, we will start from the top.
Item number one, secondhand dealer license, 1863, also known as 1865 Clinton.
Motion to send items 1 through 3 without recommendation.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
Item number four, used car dealer, 620, also known as 660 Ontario Street.
Motion to table.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Item number five, used car dealer, 426 Abbott.
Motion to send items 5 and 6 without recommendation.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
Item number seven, special use permit 31118 Main Street for cannabis establishment and an N3C zone.
Motion to table items 7 through 9.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
I'm sorry, 7 through 9.
Nine.
Thank you. Item number 10, property manager K&R Buffalo Management.
Motion to approve.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Item number 11, ordinance amendment chapter 96, living wage.
Motion to open for brief discussion.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This item, this is the living wage update. We had a resolution in committee for quite a while, and the law department had finally came along with the ordinance amendment, but the living wage was put in the city of Buffalo in 2002, and these are just some common sense updates. I believe Sam McGavern, throughout the course of the last couple of years, has met with members and the administration individually, just to discuss some of these specific updates, all common sense and minor, but all contributing to a better living wage ordinance. Thank you.
Motion to close discussion.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Motion to approve.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
Item number 12, planning and zoning board notification to council.
Motion to open for a brief discussion.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek. Majority Leader Halton Pope sponsored this. So if you wanted to lead with any questions, comments.
Sure. The reason I brought it to, I actually put this in, is because when we get public notification for planning and zoning, it has council members' district and their names on all of the notifications, but members are not made aware of it. And so the request is to make sure that there is a notification to council and just to understand what the process is that, you know, why we aren't normally notified.
Good afternoon, everyone. Crystal Middleton, Director of Planning and Zoning. I'm also joined by John Fell, who's our principal planner. So since October of last year, our office has ensured that the items are available at the time of receipt of public notice. So the draft agenda and information on each public hearing is available online. For Zoning Board of Appeals, it's typically made available 10 days prior to the meeting, if not more. And then for the Planning Board, it's also 10 days, give or take. Sorry, it's a little echoey. 10 days, give or take, depending on whether there's zoning map amendments or special use permits that need to be forwarded along from your honorable body's legislative committee. But we are happy to forward along those agendas and then specify which specific council districts are in each of your offices as well.
Thank you. I think that's the biggest request that we all have, is just that we're notified at the same time that the public is notified. And then also, is the agenda made public at the time that you do the notice?
Yes.
Okay, so that answers the other question we had as a council. I don't have any more. Thank you so much. Any other questions? Motion to close discussion.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
Motion to table.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
I'd like to remove
two items from the agenda, items 17 and 35.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
Item number 17, public hearing, zoning map amendment 379 Paderewski.
Just table them.
Motion to open public hearing.
Seconded by Councilmember Golumback. This item is open. I know this item's in the Fillmore District. This is for a zoning map amendment. Do we have anyone from the public that would like to speak on this item? Before we do, we'll start with Councilmember Nowakowski.
Mr. Chair, the first people that I'd like to begin to speak is if Buffalo Police Department and Chitina Moore and others can explain their project. This is their application.
You can just turn your microphone on.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Shantina Moore. I am senior architect for the City of Buffalo Division of Buildings.
I'm Bruce Prisloff, the Bureau of Engineers, project manager for the project.
Councilmember Nowakowski, did you have any specific questions or do you want them to do an overall? Okay, so if you can just give an overall description of what's being proposed here. Okay. And then at the end, people will have opportunities to speak, and we may come back to you at the end with any follow-up questions.
Okay. Just 379 Paderewski is located on the southwest hub of the central terminal entrance circle. It's a 1.2-acre parcel owned by the City of Buffalo on the corner of Paderewski and Memorial. The existing building on the lot is a three-story blonde brick structure with the main entrance along Paderewski and a paved parking lot behind the building along Memorial Drive. The building is a former American Legion post and contains a kitchen, gymnasium, lounge, offices, and storage spaces. The lot is presently zoned N3R, which is urban neighborhood residential. And the property across from Memorial Drive to the southeast is N1S, supporting the central terminal. That's urban core secondary employment center. And there's some other zoning adjacent to the circle that's open space. We're proposing modification of the parcel to urban neighborhood N3E, which addresses transitional areas in Buffalo streetcar neighborhoods, typically located at the edges of more intense mixed-use centers. We believe that this zoning will provide a better transition to the N1S zoning immediately to the east and southeast than the current N3R designation and will support further development of the lot by the City of Buffalo.
Okay, thank you. At this point, we're going to open it up to members of the public that wanted to speak on this. So we have two microphones down here. We don't have one up there, but if someone needs one, you can speak at that. With that, we'll get started. You have the floor.
Hi, my name is Chris Hawley. I reside at 483 Peckham Street. I'm speaking today on behalf of the Central Terminal Neighborhood Association, which has prepared a statement in support of this zoning map amendment. I'll read it now. The Central Terminal Neighborhood Association expresses its support for a zoning map amendment to help facilitate the proposed police training facility at 379 Paderewski Drive. We met with Police Commissioner Wright, Deputy Commissioner Overdorf, and Councilmember Nowakowski on April 2nd and outlined detailed conditions, assurances, and community benefits we've sought from the police department. I met with Deputy Commissioner Overdorf on June 5th regarding the site plan and design, and brought back residents' ideas to ensure that the new construction on site will add value and be consistent with the letter and intent of the Green Code. We feel confident that these recommendations are being implemented to the greatest extent practicable, helping ensure that the police training facility will be a good fit for Broadway Fillmore. We welcome the additional police presence in Broadway Fillmore, thank the Commissioner and Deputy Commissioner for genuinely listening to our concerns and ideas, and look forward to collaborating to ensure that this investment is a net win for the neighborhood. I have attached a list of this correspondence, which I've emailed to the council member, of the benefits the community has sought. Again, we thank the police departments for its openness to our ideas, support the proposed zoning map amendment, and look forward to seeing this vacant landmark being put back into productive use. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. If anyone else would like to speak, please come down to one of the two microphones. You can just state your name for the record, and then you have the floor.
Hi, my name is Matthew Austin. I'm a Fillmore District member. I'm here to speak around the zoning map amendment. First, I wanted to start with issues I have with the Green Code. My first would be the actual agent, Shantina Moore. I don't know what statute. She doesn't have power under the Green Code to initiate a zoning map amendment. That can only be done by the council, which I believe Councilmember Nowakowski is saying, but actually in his resolution, he approved the zoning map amendment, which is improper because you can only approve it after a public hearing and after the planning board. I'm also concerned that the planning board took action on July 14th, which in the amended application is 2 days before the clerk's notice of completion. So they acted improper there. And I don't want to get too into the weeds of the procedurals. I did file some public comments with the planning board that the council members can read, but I did want to talk about the historic nature of the structure. It's the historic Plavatsky post, which is named after Adam Plavatsky, who was the first resident of the city of Buffalo to die during World War I. He was a war hero, and that building has been a community anchor providing vital neighborhood services to the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood since 1948, most recently at the Matt Urban Hope Center. I'm concerned that the police department also has not provided any public information. So I don't know how the planning board could have provided a written comment of the 5 approval standards of the UDO with only a site plan. I did visit the Office of Strategic Planning and obtained a site plan that was presented before the board. The comptroller's bond resolution that was passed in March stated that there was a SECR done, but I foiled both the Office of Strategic Planning and the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. I cannot find those documents anywhere. And I'm just concerned. I'm a former resident of that area. I'm very familiar with the issues facing that neighborhood. It's really not good, the current conditions, but whether it's the prostitution, whether it's the drug dealing, whether it's the homelessness, the mental health crisis. And I would just hate to see that building be stolen from the residents. The city of Buffalo owns over 7,000 vacant lots that are in current zoning that allows it. I also believe this is a form of spot zoning, which is targeting a specific parcel. And the courts rule that you can't do spot zoning, but they'll align with the strategic plan. And I believe that this proposal conflicts with this 2023-2027 strategic plan, which specifically the thriving neighborhoods and communities priority, which calls for increased access to cultural institutions, which I believe this strictly conflicts with. I just strongly oppose. And the narrative gets quickly to anti-police. I'm not anti-police. I think the police need training, but why do they need to be trained in a residential zone? I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other speakers in chambers that would like to speak on this item? Do we have anyone on Zoom? No? Okay.
Good afternoon. My name is Nathan Feist. I'm a city resident, and I believe the council should disapprove this application. There are many problems with it, including the Green Code requires the planning board to make written findings of fact on 5 listed criteria pursuant to section 11.3.2E. These findings of fact are not included in the application. The common council is required to consider these written findings of fact, so certainly cannot approve this application without them. Next, the application lacks an environmental assessment form and notice of determination pursuant to the State Environmental and Quality Review Act, also known as CEQA. A zoning map amendment is considered an action under CEQA, so a decision-making body such as this is required to consider a proposed use of the site before approving or disapproving or approving with modifications. Right now, there is one proposed use. That's the only justification that's given in the paper-thin application. I was pleased to hear Mr. Chris Hawley say that he has discussed with the police department about community benefits. I believe there should be a community benefits agreement in this application. Other ZMA applicants include letters of support and other materials explaining how ZMA and how the proposed use is going to affect them. This application doesn't include anything. The applicants did not discuss it at the planning board. The planning board displayed a site plan that Mr. Matthew Austin mentioned. It's not in the application. The only thing in the application is a survey. It's like grossly inadequate, and I believe the Common Council would open the city up to legal liability if the council were to approve this clearly deficient application. I mean, even the fact that the planning board approved this without the notice of completion, which is also required by the green code, only 2 days later was the notice of application notarized, notice of complete application. And then the planning board didn't rehear it after the notice of completion was notarized. So they made a determination based on an incomplete and deficient application. I'd also like to briefly speak to kind of the purpose behind this, the police training facility. It's a bad deal. Like right now, the city spends, I think it's $175,000 a year to rent Sheikh Tawagas. And this like proposed $5 million facility would, I think, require 30 years to break even. That's assuming that, you know, the bonds for $5 million is enough to fund this. That's not excluding utility. That's not excluding interest. That's not excluding other costs.
You can just wrap up your comments.
Yeah. Okay. The last thing I'll say is that this honorable body evaluates secret notices of determination whenever anyone else so much as tries to list a room in their house on Airbnb. And the idea that a $5 million proposed shooting range in a residential neighborhood next to one of the most significant historic landmarks nationally registered in the region, and renovating a historic structure that's, I'm sure, full of lead and asbestos doesn't get even a notice of determination. It's absurd. So I recommend that the Common Council disapprove the application.
Thank you. Any other speakers? No? Okay. With that, we will close the public hearing and make a recommendation.
Motion to close public hearing.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Motion to send without recommendation.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.
Item number 35, amending and strengthening Buffalo's living wage ordinance.
Motion receive and file.
Seconded by Councilmember Rivera.
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded by Councilmember Golombek.